Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the best in the business, and no one is close regarding hockey in this state, whether historically or present. The great Lou Nanny is with us. Well, Louie, we had expansion draft number two recently, and so many wild observers and fans are still burned by Tuck and Holla. And to the credit of Vegas, to the detriment of Chuck Fletcher, and fearful what was going to take place, the Suter-Parisi moves changed some things, and then it seemed to come down to Soucy or Kakinen. What's your view on how it played out with Seattle taking the defenseman?
Well, you hate to lose Soucy. He's just gotten better and better all the way along, and even displayed offensive skills that weren't apparent when he was in college. And he just, his whole game was rounded out very nicely, and he was a very, very good addition to the Wild. But you knew you had to lose one good player, and so it was going to be either goaltender Kapanen or him. I'm not certain if I was hoping more that they'd lose the goaltender, because I was happy enough with Talbot. And I don't know what Kapanen's ceiling could be. Maybe it's high, and maybe we were lucky they didn't take him. But boy, oh boy, it would have been nice to maintain another defenseman there. That would be four, and if you signed Cole again, which I expect him to do, that would be five, and then you'd only have to go in the free agent market to sign one, although they're going to give Addison a good shot.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really like the size. You know, Soucy was your biggest defenseman back there. And I really liked having someone of that size back in the blue line. You need some big, strong defensemen back there, and he was a very big part of it.
Well, you've said that for a long time, that this team for a while has needed more size. Soucy emerges. Billy Guerin flat out with me on the day the Suter-Parisi moves happened said, yes, we need to get more size. So you lose that. So now ideally you get two guys with size, and that's easier said than done. And just listening to smart people and reading accounts, if they lose the goaltender, Louie, it just looks like there's about 10 goaltenders out there right now in free agency who last year played 10 to 20 games. So you could have found a backup goaltender. I think, personally, they would have been better off losing the goaltender.
Well, there's no doubt they could have found another goaltender. And as I just said, we just don't know what the ceiling is for Captain.
Yeah,
he's young,
sure.
And he was the best goalie in the American League. So if he has got a higher ceiling, I mean, you could, it's not just getting any goaltender. It's getting the best goaltender you could have. And he's still got a lot of future ahead of him. Talbot's in his 30s, so it might be a blessing down the line. We don't know. But right now, for the immediate future, I definitely was, you know, hoping we were able to maintain a defenseman like that.
So I want to stay with Seattle here. What did you think of their approach? Because a lot of big names out there, a lot of people who were very accomplished, they all had pretty big cap numbers on them. You also now have other general managers around the league. Most of them, not all of them, most of them have been in their positions when the Vegas expansion draft took place, and we saw what success Vegas had. What did you think of Seattle's approach, and what did you think of the way the GMs reacted this time compared to a few years ago?
Well, the GMs got smarter. Everybody as a GM falls in love with their players and overvalues them. And when Vegas was coming with the big expansion, you know, it paid $500 and they were going to get the best expansion pick ever. And I mean, by that, I mean the number. They're going to get the 12th mm-hmm. player save versus the 18th. Well, everybody starts thinking, oh, you know, my 12th player here is pretty darn good. So they did what the Wild did, the Holland Tuck you just referred to. For instance, Florida gave up Marcessault and Riley Smith. And I remember talking to Dale Tellin at the time. His boy, Marcessault had a good year for his. Yeah, but I don't think he'll score 20 again. Well, he scored 20 every year. So all the general managers were giving assets to Vegas not to pick the player they wanted to protect. And so Vegas is sitting there just gathering extra players, extra draft choices. They were able to trade some of these guys back and get deeper, you know, bigger depth than they would have had and of good players. And so Vegas out of the chute was an excellent hockey team and has continued to be so. So now you move forward 4 years and you say, well, what's Seattle going to do? Well, everybody said, I'm not making that mistake again. Mm-hmm. I got to lose a player. Okay, bite the bullet, lose a good player, and that's it. So there wasn't the same kind of numbers of good players available or Seattle was able to acquire as Vegas did. So when I look at what Seattle's done, in my mind, I don't know what their plan is, but I can't believe that they picked some of the players they picked unless I'm sitting there thinking and saying, you know, they need a farm team too. So half of these guys will play in a farm team. And what they'll do, I really expect them to be very active in the free agent market. And the
$30 million.
Market.
$30 million in cap room.
That's yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. And because they got to go to the floor at $60 million, let alone get to 80. Yeah. So they've got a lot of space in cap room. And I expect them now to make a big push for some really good players. Guys that they could have drafted, but if you draft them, they were free agents. Somebody can also sign them, so you've wasted a draft choice. So they did the right thing, take somebody that they can, in essence, just put in the minors, leave them a lot of space both in cap room and on the roster to make the kind of moves that I expect that they will make.
Okay, let's turn this back to the Wild for the rest of the conversation. Billy Guerin stated in the obvious yesterday, I got to be busy through trades and free agency. Fiala, Kaprizov are the biggest ones, restricted. That situation's up in the air. They have a total of $29 million. So let's get to Kaprizov, first of all. What's your concern level that he would shock us, sign back with the KHL, and say, you wouldn't meet my number. I'm going to get big money here. I'm going to stay here. I can play in the Olympics. Are you concerned about that at all?
No. I might be the only guy that's not, but I think he's had a taste of the NHL. He's had great success. He knows he's got to go through this time of being a restricted free agent. And I think that it's just a matter of they're using that as a ploy to try and get a short contract. They want to, the less term that they can get, the happier they are. And Bill, on the other hand, the more term he can get, the happier he is. So I expect that Bill would saw off right now in a heartbeat at 5 years. And I think that it's, and, you know, and Kaprizov and his agent are pushing for three.
I've heard Russo a couple times saying it's basically a done deal. Foligno's brother is coming here. What kind of player will they get if that does happen?
Well, he's a terrific competitor. He's a leader. He's, you know, I've been so impressed by the improvement of Marcus. And Nick is another type of player that plays like that, gives you grit. And you know, it's good to have a few of those guys. So he would be an excellent addition to the team.
Likelihood that Guerin adds at least one guy through free agency or a trade and that this person carries a big cap number?
Well, I got to believe he's going to have to you got to sign the two guys, and that's going to take away some of the cap space. But you have to find a way to get a really talented center. And I got to believe that either through a deal or through free agency, he's going to be adding a player that's going to fit that position. And it's going to, now, the cap number is significant, but what more significant can be is the term.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm waiting to see.
Okay, so then everybody hears that, and they think Eichel. Eichel, obviously, highly, highly touted, coming out. He's had some moments when he's been great. He's got the injury concern. There are questions on kind of what kind of team he is. Buffalo's terrible every year. It appears they're being unrealistic, the Sabres are right now, regarding what they're asking. How aggressive would you be in pursuing Eichel?
Well, I'd be aggressive. He hasn't had good numbers sometime. He's been good all the time, except this past year when he had the neck injury. Yeah. And this guy's been year in and year out there saying, okay, who's better, Connor McDavid or Eichel? And there was no doubt it was McDavid, but Eichel was the guy that they had in the conversation. And Austin Matthews came along and just added a third to that. But he's a tremendous talent. There's no doubt about that. Now, I'd want to know what the extent of that injury is. How serious could it be in without having an operation? And is an operation necessary? And then when you get down to it, see, I feel differently. I would give both first rounds in a heartbeat for Eichel plus a player. But more than one player, I don't know, especially all depends who it is.
Okay, but, so let me propose.
You know, you're picking 21st and 26, you know, and when you start picking 26, if you ever did some research, you'd be amazed to find out how little the guys play in the NHL after that pick.
If Buffalo says Fiala, the two picks, and Boldy, would you do it?
That's getting close. Boldy's a good prospect. What you're trying to do is, you know, you're filling a hole, but you don't want to create another hole. And you're creating another hole by giving up two wingers that have potential. You're going to give up one, but I think maybe you could, you know, I don't know. You might, but that's giving up a lot. That's giving up a lot.
Would Buffalo feel
I probably wouldn't do it because yeah. I hate giving up that much. You know, I'd probably say, you know, I can go, but I can only go so far. I hate to give up Fiala. And, you know, you got Marco Rossi coming. Should be a good player. But outside of that, I don't know. You know, I just I really want to know what that guy's injury is like, you know?
Yeah. If he's healthy, would that be enough for the Sabres? Would they look at that and say, okay, we know Fiala's top six guy. Boldy looks like a good prospect. Here are two draft choices. Is that enough to give up Eichel?
Who is that? Who's the third guy?
No. Would the Sabres, that same deal I said,
yeah.
Would the Sabres say yes to that?
Well, I think the Sabres would say yes to that. I can't believe, unless, you know, who's a dark horse, and this is the Rangers. And they got so many prospects, and they got available cap space, and they desperately need a centerman. And it all depends how deep do the Rangers want to go. You got three teams that are really involved in this, in my mind. Rangers, Minnesota, and L.A. And of the three, Minnesota's got the least prospects, high-end prospects. But Minnesota's got more draft choices. And if they're going to include Fiala, you know, that could switch it.
Great stuff, Louis. Great to see you yesterday. Happy birthday again to Marty, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Nice to be with you, Chad. Take care.
Louis, the best. Adam Carter on a pretty dramatic move by the NFL. And also, a couple good segments coming up next hour. We'll give you a preview of that. We still got a long way to go. We're not going anywhere. You better stick around right here on our show. Check us out on Twitter, by the way, at ACA30, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at Chad Hartman Show. A dose of Devin. We haven't had the game show in a little bit. Devin has been filling in. He's an eventual star. He'll be cheating on us soon. And former City Council President Barb Johnson, her thoughts on downtown Minneapolis, uptown, George Floyd Square, what's taking place with the City Council, upcoming elections. So Barb Johnson, who hasn't talked much since she was defeated in 2017, is going to join us at 2:35. Adam, I just briefly watched some video from the Bucks parade. They were touring through various parts of Milwaukee, but then they arrived somewhere. And I don't know who's kind of anchoring the coverage, probably somebody from Bally Sports, whatever it is, Milwaukee. And so they're interviewing various players. But Bango is right there. Okay, the mascot Bango. So it's like the host, she's asking good questions. Bango, the other players and owners in the background, and then said player, get Bango the hell off the stage, okay? I like mascots, but there's a time for a mascot to be there. I don't need Bango nodding when P.J. Tucker looks like he's not feeling a lot of pain right now. Get Bango off the stage, all right? Are you with me? No mascots. Bango,
no.
Get back on a truck and get off
the
stage.
I want, by the way, how the hell did they come up with Bango for the, is that like Bango the Buck is dead? I mean, that I'll tell you, the Bucks I hang around don't want to hear Bango. That usually is followed by a sudden death. So yeah. No. But no, I don't mind. Put that's all right. Mascot had a critical role in the championship.
No, I mean,
let him partake.
Let's do a really crazy hypothetical. My club actually wins the title. You want Crunch up there nodding?
Yes, you know, the emphasis, big clapping, you know, the overemphasized clapping that Crunch is known for.
Well, that's what Bango's doing right now.
Yes.
Now, you want Crunch with the drum?
Yes. Or when he slid into Carl Towns' dad, that
blew his knee out.
Blew his knee out. That one probably went real good. You know, if Crunch, or let's stick with reality right now. If Bango wants to go up there and actually tell the truth and starts talking, then Bango can be up there. You know, Bango goes, you know, I didn't really care for Giannis. Giannis cost us the last one. About time. Hey, Giannis, thanks for finally stepping up. You're no Kareem. You know, or you're no Lou Alcindor since he was Lou Alcindor.
I just remembered, speaking of blown out knees and mascots, the first time the Red Bull crashed ice came to St. Paul, they had all the local mascots do it, and Nordy.
Yes.
Actually blew his knee out.
Yes, that's right.
They took him off. They took him off on a stretcher, and he kept his mask on.
Listen to you two.
Nordy stayed in character as they were wheeling him into the ambulance. That's commitment. I think that's.
I'm laughing. I'm awful too.
That's
poor guy blows out his ACL.
I mean, they fixed it.
He's
fine.
He's a diehard. Nordy loves the show.
Dr. James Andrews. Do you think James Andrews worked on Nordy?
Gosh, I hope so.
And when he finally was in surgery, did they just take a peek at the mascot just to see who really was?
That commitment, or the Cambria Dragon at the State Fair?
Yeah, that was special.
On a day when it's 95 and you're trying to talk to him and he wouldn't take the mask off. Listen, you're not that committed to this show. I know that.
Oh, no, not close.
I'm not that committed to anything.
Well, the lobster and the kids, yes, but it's debatable. Tommy Pelissero.
That was Dan who said that. I hope Dan is not committed to lobster and the kids. Yeah. If he is, bravo. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm here for you like that.
Tommy Pelissero, about 2 hours ago, the NFL just informed clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the upcoming season due to COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding. You think they're trying to put a push on these teams, Adam, to get vaccinated?
Yeah, but what I don't understand is were there games that did not get rescheduled last year?
No, they all were rescheduled. I think they're telling us, Adam, we're not going to try that hard to reschedule.
Right.
Get vaccinated. They're already saying you're going to be on a different bus. You can't come to the facility unless you're masked up. You're going to travel differently. It seems like some of the numbers have come up. I think they're telling us now. Guess what? Here's how much effort we're going to put into rescheduling the game. Okay, we're done. So it's a forfeit. It is a forfeit. Is this going to cause more players to change their mind?
Not players, but team management and coaches saying have maybe a stronger come to Jesus meeting with them, maybe?
Do the players lose a game check if they forfeit?
I doubt that, right? Because if you're vaccinated and you're doing anything right, and Fred, the wide receiver, is not, and he's why you lost, I don't think they can do that.
Then no. Then this doesn't motivate them any further, no.
I just don't think it can hold up at this point, you know. Are you ready for both of you ready for a dose of Devin?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is he there?
He is. Let me see if he's standing by. We'll see. Dev, you there? No, he told me he was taking the headphones off, so but he's hooked up. We're good to go.
He's bored by the show, in other words.
Well, there's that.
Barb Johnson, former city council president, 235. Devin, right at the start. Linda's construction time check is 158. Time to get a free maintenance deck estimate from Linda's Construction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.